This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. During World War II, France's state-run railway transported thousands of Jews to Nazi prison camps. Today, the same railway, the Société Nationale de Chemin de Fer Français, or SNCF, is the majority stockholder in a company that's in the running to build the Purple Line light rail project in Prince George's and Montgomery counties. Some Maryland lawmakers believe the railway should be required to pay reparations to survivors of the Holocaust before being allowed to bid on this contract. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has begun formal negotiations with the French government about possible reparations to American Holocaust survivors who were aboard those trains. Leading negotiations from the American side is former Ambassador and Undersecretary of State Stuart Eisenstadt. He's the special advisor to the U.S. State Department on Holocaust issues, and he joins me now on the line from his law office in Washington. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, you've negotiated with other governments for Holocaust reparations before in the 1990s. Tell us how that worked.
Well, during the Clinton administration, I held four separate Senate-confirmed positions. But in addition, I was special advisor to the President and Secretary of State on Holocaust issues, and we negotiated $8 billion in recoveries during the Clinton administration from the Swiss banks, from the German slave labor companies and the German government, from German insurance companies, from Austrian slave and forced labor companies and Austrian insurance companies, property restitution. We also had a negotiation with the French banks for dormant bank accounts that had never been paid, like the Swiss bank accounts. We negotiated something called the Washington Principles on Nazi Looted Art, which has led to the return of thousands of pieces of looted art by the Nazis. And we got about 20,000 insurance policies paid that had never been paid before for over $350 million. So in all, it was about $8 billion in recoveries.
But none of that came from France. Or from French-owned companies?
$25 million came from France for the French bank negotiations, which we concluded just as the hourglass was coming to a close for the Clinton administration. It was the very last hours in January of 2001.
And that was over the contents of bank accounts that had belonged to Holocaust victims been taken by the French government and never paid to the families of those victims, correct?
Well, taken by French banks and never paid, similar to what happened in Switzerland, although in Switzerland it was on a much more massive scale. Our settlement with the Swiss banks was $1.25 billion, and we're talking about over 20,000 account holders. The amounts were smaller with France, but the principle was the same.
France's Vichy government was occupied by the Nazis. Why would today's government of France be held responsible for reparations?
Well, to their great credit, immediately after the war, and starting really in 1948, the French government started paying pensions to those who were deported on the French railway, SNCF, which was state-controlled, sent to Drancy, which is a transit place on its way to Auschwitz. And those pensions went to living, surviving members who were deported, to their spouses, and to orphans. And the amounts were really quite generous and continue to be there, those who are still alive. So several thousand dollars a month, and those have been paid regularly. But the problem is that those who were in France at the time, including French citizens or residents, who then moved to the United States or Israel or elsewhere, have never been paid. And as a result of a variety of factors, the French government came to me about a year ago and indicated they were interested in unilaterally, as they put it, mending the holes in our blanket of reparations. And we had discussions for about a year. And these were converted into bilateral government-to-government negotiations between the government of France and the government of the United States at the direction of French President Hollande. And that was just in January of 2014 when he formally agreed to give the French government a mandate to negotiate.
And so
we had our first negotiating round in Paris February 6th.
And what timeline do you envision for those negotiations?
The French government, to their credit, and of course we agree with this, because of the age and infirmity of the survivors and the spouses and even the orphans, who are now quite old, want to do this by the end of the summer of this year. So we're on a very fast time frame. We're all moving as rapidly as we possibly can because we don't want justice to be delayed any further, and it's already been delayed 70 years for these people who were, again, in France at the time and did not get pensions because they left France after the war.
That's Stuart Eisenstadt, Special Advisor to the U.S. State Department on Holocaust Issues, here on WIPR on Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the background of the negotiations about reparations for deportees from France on the SNCF Railroad during World War II. The reparations you described that France has paid were in the form of pensions to Holocaust survivors and orphans and spouses. Is that the likely kind of reparation? Is that what you're negotiating
what
for the U.S.?
About, but of course, what we've said is you can't simply start pensions going forward to people who are now in their 80s and 90s. That's not really doing justice. So we're trying to come up with creative ways in which we do justice for people who had not gotten pensions. It's fine and well to start those pensions now, but there has to be something more.
The bill in Maryland is sponsored in the House by Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Democrat of Montgomery County, and in the Senate by Joan Carter Conway, a Democrat of Baltimore City. Did the debate in Maryland influence France's decision to negotiate?
Well, we can't get into the head of France. I can only say that suits were brought on behalf of Holocaust survivors in the year 2000 in federal court in the United States against SNCF. They were dismissed on the ground that this was a state-owned company and they had sovereign immunity. Senator Schumer led the effort in the Senate, Congressman Maloney in the House, to in effect allow those cases to go forward. And then, of course, you have the bill in the Maryland legislature. Whether there's a cause and effect relationship between that, I'll leave for others to decide. But certainly they've now, the French, been negotiating in good faith. And we think it's important that the legislature give us the time, and we're talking about a few months now, to complete our work because it would severely complicate our efforts when France is negotiating in good faith. We got a formal negotiating mandate, and we're in the midst of negotiations to have that legislation passed at this point.
So what would your advice to the Maryland legislature be then?
Well, it's not for me to advise the legislature. I can only say that it would be better for us if instead of moving forward on the bill, it's pending. The French know it's pending. They know it's there. But to move forward and actually try to pass it would not be helpful to our negotiations and would really complicate our negotiations at a time when we feel like we're beginning to make some real progress.
How do you approach negotiations like the ones that you've now restarted with France after so many decades have passed?
Well, this is what I did for 8 years during the Clinton administration, in addition to my regular duties as Ambassador to the European Union and Under Secretary of State and Deputy Treasury Secretary. You approach it in several ways. The first is with a great deal of humility, recognizing you can never put back together through compensation what was lost when 6 million people and 1.5 million children were killed, and that even for those who survive, you can never do full justice. I wrote a book about my negotiations called Imperfect Justice. That's the best you can hope for. Second, you really have to try to do the best you can to compensate people, but recognize that there are always limits to how far other countries could go, and not to make the perfect the enemy of the good. But it speaks well for the United States that during the 8 Clinton years, we got $8 billion from the Swiss, Germans, Austrians, French, property restitution, private and communal property restitution, art, insurance policies. It speaks well for the United States that we are interested in doing this. And it speaks well here for the French that they're willing to engage and willing to try to do the right thing. And we need to give them and give us the room to negotiate.
I really appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Former Ambassador Stuart Eisenstadt is the special advisor to the U.S. State Department on Holocaust issues. He's currently negotiating with the French government on reparations for survivors of the Holocaust living in the U.S. The Maryland Senate Budget and Tax Committee heard testimony about the bill yesterday. Martin Goldman, former director of the Office of Survivor Affairs of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, argued it's urgent for Maryland to act regardless of the diplomatic negotiations.
They have been negotiating now, the French government, with the State Department for a year and a half. And I don't know that they're very close to coming to any agreement. My survivors are growing old. My survivors are dying. It's time that they were somehow recognized and they were somehow apologized to and they were somehow recompensed.
We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. On behalf of the whole Maryland Morning crew, deep thanks to everyone who supported WYPR during the pledge drive. Thank you. There's more ahead. Stay with us.